But now it's time for coffee. Where will you serve it? In the living room? That's always pleasant.
Well, I have found that at a party when the host and hostess do all the work, coffee served at the dinner table is more practical. Means one less operation. And what's wrong with lingering around the table a little longer? Well-fed, congenial friends usually enjoy it.
Well, there's our dinner. Now push back from the table, wander into the living room, and relax in contentment.
I'll suck it dry, honey. That's what he said. That motherfucker likes it when she give him some head. Her lips are as smooth as a new baby's ass. And suck like a plunger, honey. This bitch got class. Talented is the word, honey, best describing her tone. It feels like a corkscrew going deep in his bun. His balls, how they swell with that hot load of cum. Yeah, baby. Then she wraps her lips around it, honey. And then begin to bum. Can you dig it? Woo! Yes, honey. Like a dog with St. Vitus, he lies there and shivers. His pecker is throbbing, honey, and his asshole, it quivers. Honey, he faints from the pleasure that she just have given. And she waits there patiently, honey, for that sumbitch to re-stiffen. Now the first drop of juice is there for her to sip. Honey, that's when she back off and just lick the tip. You hip to the tip. Woo, honey, shit. Woo, the head is bright red and the shaft is all swollen. Hell, his nuts feel the need to unload the liquefied colon. So she cut out the teasing, honey, and she works on the pole. And she gently inserts her fingers up and down his asshole. Ah, but it hurts so good. With expert maneuvers, honey, she sucked hard and fast. Yeah, this thrashing and crying tell me that sumbitch ain't gonna last. And then he goes off, honey, and the juice hit her throat. Hell, it's enough of the batter to fill up a boat.
Please be very careful and just blot that area. Don't rub or irritate it.
Not everything in this world has to be beautiful for you to fall in love with it. Not everything in this world has to be beautiful for you to fall in love with it. Because look at that lesbian on the internet. Look at that lesbian on the internet. She's not exactly beautiful. Not exactly beautiful, but she's beautiful. Except to look at. La 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 la. Not everything's beautiful, but man's just beautiful.
Hello. It's me, your lesbian Madge Weinstein with food allergies, and according to Cheryl Murkowski, a period blood eater. I shall not confirm nor deny this vicious rumor. Could be slanderous. I'm a lesbian, and I'm in Chicago, and I hate fat people. I'm just kidding about that. I'm fat half the time. Most of the time, I'm fat right now. I hate myself. Kill me. Not really. So listen. I want to talk a little bit about my vagina. Because it's red for a change. Usually it's a purplish blue. The layups. Now, seriously. I mean, I have some things, I guess I have, you could say, an agenda. I wanted to read a response from our old friend Roger Smalls. Oh, by the way, that was Mr. Zichy with that wonderful song from way back. Do you all remember Mr. Zichy, don't you? That wonderful song. He has done many songs for me that we haven't heard from her or him in a while. But people come in ebb and flows. Of course, I haven't heard from myself in a while. I'm a lesbian. Okay? A lot of people don't know about me, but I don't feel like telling you about me because I don't like when people are promote themselves. I think it's gross, even though a lot of people do. Never mind that. Anyway, who it belonged to? Let's see. It's weird. Somebody sent me an email about somebody who's dead, but I don't want to talk about it. But it was weird because I just saw it. Oh, I see. It was an excuse to show me her new title. That's what it was. Okay, anyway. Let's see. Jason is following you on the Twitter. All right, let's see. Now, we wanted to talk about it. I was letting my email... what was I even fucking talking about? Roger Smalls, shedding the dog. Well, this is really from Madge and Cheryl. Me and Cheryl Mikowski, 25-year-old ugly-ass bitch. Let's see. Dearest Madge and Cheryl, I am writing to inform you that I enjoyed the latest Yeast Radio where you discussed Andy Melton rubbing off a dog. I found the video curious as it brought back childhood memories of sex involving a non-family member. A hairy dog once came into our school to roll in the crotch wangle. The head boy poked its anus with a stick, causing him to get an erection, much to everyone's delight. I cannot recall any more details other than that the dog was a Labrador called Wendy. British people say called, they don't say named. I am in the process of writing you some poems in my spare time, which I shall forward to you shortly. He said will forward to you, but I think he meant shall, because he's British. I am working funny shifts at present, which cause me inconvenience and anger, but hope to find a new job real soon. Where is Cher, by the way? Well, good question. Keep up the sterling work. I enjoy your shows and will count in you to do so at all times. Please discuss about any fat people which you encounter as they are nice. Rose. Love, Roger. It was a picture of Rose. That's why I said Rose. His last post was September 6, 2007. Jesus, almost a year ago. Good God. Blog Vader. Sounds like Darth Vader a little. Oh, my God. Well, that was my topics. Those were my topics. I guess I'm done. Am I recording? Mostly, yes. Anyway, I'd like to thank you all, so I'm thanking you now in the present tense for the Gravatars. I appreciate you doing Gravatars. I need everyone to comment using Gravatars and, you know, just deal with it and figure it out. Ask to Justin Feed. He knows how to do it. I evidently cannot spell. Whatever. You know, spelling is just, it's supposed to correct spelling, you know? But they've these fucking made-up words. How the fuck was I supposed to know Gravatar isn't spelled like gravity? You know? I have a vagina. Okay. Listen. Gosh, 9 minutes already? I could end this and I'd be happy. I need to get up. I wrote some topics down. So we did Roger's Moles. OCS drilling. Well, by now I'm sure you've all heard about this. I'm in a bit befuddled. Let's see. That's Vera's word, befuddled. What do you want, doggy? Hold on, I got to switch to the wireless. Hello, wireless. What's going on? Oh, my God. Did the battery die? I think so. On both of them? Oh, whore Christ. Ah, shit. How did that fucking happen? God damn it, I hate when they have dead batteries. Shit. Did I turn it off or did it just stuck? All right, well, I guess I have to play a song. Real quick, while I find the battery, you may or may not hear this. I may edit it out. This one is about layups, I think. Be right back.
Loose lips might sing ships, but loose gooses take trips to San Francisco, double Dutch disco, tech TV hottie. Do it for Scotty, do it for the living and do it for the dead. Do it for the monsters under your bed. Do it for the teenagers and do it for your mom. Broken hearts hurt, but they make us strong.
And we won't stop until somebody calls the cops. And even then we'll start again and just pretend that nothing ever happened. We won't stop until somebody calls the cops. And even then we'll start again and just pretend that nothing ever happened.
We're just dancing, we're just hugging, singing, screaming, kissing, tugging on the sleeve of how it used to be. How's it gonna be? I'll dropkick Russell Stover, move into the starting over house. You know Matt Rouse and Jester watching me achieve my dreams. And we'll pray all damn day, every day, that all this shit our president has got us in will go away. While we strive to figure out a way we can survive these trying times without losing our minds. So if you wanna burn yourself,
remember that I love you.
And if you wanna cut yourself,
remember that I love you.
And if you wanna kill yourself,
remember that I love you.
Call me up before you're dead, we can make some plans instead. Send me an IM, I'll be your friend. Shysters live from scheme to scheme, but my fourth quarter pipe dreams are seeming more and more worth fighting for. So I'll curate some situations, make my job a big vacation, and I'll say fuck Bush and fuck this war. My war paint is Sharpie ink, and I'll show you how much my shit stinks, and ask you what you think, because your thoughts and words are powerful. They think we're disposable? Well, both my thumbs opposable, spelled out on a double word and triple letter score, and
we won't stop until somebody calls the cops, and even then we'll start again and just pretend that nothing ever happened. We won't stop until somebody calls the cops, and even then we'll start again and just pretend that nothing ever happened. We won't stop until somebody calls the cops, and even then we'll start again and just pretend that nothing ever happened. We won't stop until somebody calls the cops, and even then we'll start again and just pretend that nothing ever happened.
We're just dancing, we're just hugging, singing, screaming, kissing, tugging on the sleeve of how it used to be.
One testicle hangs lower than the other, and that's normal.
Hi, it's me again, Hyacinth. Hyacinth Bucket. Hello. You should try my candlelight suppers. Suppers. All right, listen. I have a clitoris, and my name is Manch Weinstein. I have three vaginas. I'm wearing them all right now with a trench coat. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Oh, yes, I do. Oh, yes, I do. Testing levels. What's going on? Hello, why aren't... These levels look weird to me. They just seem... Let me turn it up a little. Turn it up. Turn it. You hear my air conditioner? I ain't turning fucking off. It's been fucking thousands of degrees with the global warming. There's climate-ready seeds now that Monsanto is making. Climate-ready, but there's no global warming, according to the same idiots. But we're fucked, because you're too busy listening to the fucking... Okay, so this is what... I don't know where to start. Let's start with this. I'm still on the wireless, even though I don't need to be right now. Let's start with this. This ought to be a very good place to start. Very beginning, very good place to start, even though it's already fucking 15 minutes into the program. Am I recording? Yes. All right, six vaginas, down one to go. Clitoris. Hello? Where am I? Clitoris. Clitorises. Clitorises. Oh, clitorises. Sorry, I'm in a loop. Clitorises, 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 clitorises is. That's what I meant, clitorises is. Clitorises is. Clitorises is. Clitorises is. Clitori. Clitorises is. Clitorises. Clitorises is. Cunts. Anyway, listen, layups. All right, I'm ready. I've done my verbal exercises. Let's go to, this is why nobody should use Hotmail. MSN is stupid. So you go to MSN today. Hi, Madge, it says. You're using, here's your Gmail. Every day is like this. I know that you people know what I'm talking about, but I'm so fucking sick of it. So MSN Today. Now, forget about the fact that the government is going to bail out Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae for trillions of dollars. We're going to be put into twice as much debt as we've already been put in from these retarded fucking neocon idiots and their unnecessary wars. But now we're going to go double that, and China's going to own us and take out our organs. And if you don't believe me, you know, fucking stop reading MSN, which is a whatever. Good names for the twins. Experts weigh in on Brangelina's picks. That is the top story. Now, I think Brad Pitt should come out just like Paris Hilton did that one time and say, look, shame on you, MSN. I'm boycotting you. I have plenty of money. Shame on you for putting me in a headline when we've got some real problems going on in the world, like, you know, climate catastrophe, food catastrophe. Cheryl, you know, okay. Brooke Hogan opens up. I don't know who the fuck that is. Oldman sees an Oscar for Ledger. Also on MSN, how to help a depressed parent. Yeah, well, shoot them. Cosmetic surgery comes out of the closet. Celeb stylist gives ambush makeovers. MLB mid-season awards. The sweet life. Hang on with high rollers in Vegas. Popular searches on MSN. Which retired NFL quarterback is 38? Which HSM star is 20? Which Borat and Talladega Nights comedian is 36? Which tabloid favorite British supermodel is 34? Seven silliest fitness fads. Do any of these work? That's all. Those are all the headlines. Nothing at all of substance of any kind. So, you know, even now that the economy has crashed and it's getting worse, you know, you have people like Phil Gramm saying, oh, it's your imagination, it's your imagination. Well, you know what? One day, the economy is going to be on the front of MSN. And it's going to be when the quantity, what do you call that? The critical mass is hit. And everybody's just fucked. Just fucked. And then what? And then what happens? You know? Then you're going to start paying attention. And you know what? You're going to forget about the fact that people have been warning you about it for years. I'm not just talking about my audience. My audience knows it's ass from the holding ground. I have to speak to the world sometimes. But you know, one of the shows I always listen to is Karma Bank because it's so fucking important to understand what's going on in the world. And they have a really, Max and Stacey, they really, not only do they have a good grasp of what's going on and its context in the world in terms of news, but then you add in the fact that they understand finance. And, you know, and then I've thought about it in the past and how all these people have called them crazy and this and that, especially on my show. You know, you've had people saying, calling them Cassandras and whatnot, and Max is crazy. Well, you know, it turns out he's right on a lot of this shit, if not most, you know? So I've noticed this sort of right-wing technique, but it's not just the right-wing, as if that even there is a right-wing and a left-wing anymore. It's all the same fucking, what do you call it? Not a centrifuge, but a body, the plane body. Whatever you call that thing. The body of the plane, what is that fucking thing called? Asshole, I think. I almost have it. You know, the artifice, vagina, Clinton cunt. Okay, anyway. So you're going to fucking realize it one day. But anyway, oh yeah, so the fuselage, that's what I meant. Fuselage. There's no right wing, there's no left wing, it's just a fuselage. It sounds like putrid a little bit. Oh God, reminds me of this man, Bill B. He used to say, I don't like patriotism, it sounds too much like pansy. The left wing, the right wing, but I notice on a lot of these right wing blogs and all these, they just love to call people crazy. You know, liberals are crazy. That's the most common attack on liberals or anybody who believes that, you know, the economy's fucked, that war is wrong, that anything that basically isn't an extremely assholish self-centered, crazy belief. You know, there's me crazy. You know, how could, why, what, who in the world is the judge of what's crazy and what isn't? I mean, look at these past, let's say just the, not just the eight, let's just look at the 8 years or whatever it is, almost 8 years since Bush has been president. You know, let's look at that. Don't you think a few crazy things have fucking happened then? Katrina, 9/11, of course, all this other shit. No, nobody would ever imagine this shit. But it's happened. So don't call me crazy, and especially don't call Max crazy, because he's fucking right. And what I really hate is that people just ignore that, and it's just, they just see this cloud of fucking Bradgelina. I can't fucking speak. It doesn't make any fucking sense. I can't even speak. I knew I wouldn't. This is why I can't do shows very often. Because it's really hard. You know, I want to do shows of substance, but I can't fucking talk about it. I can't find the words. It's just so frustrating. You know, even my psychiatrist, and we always talked about politics, he said, you know, Madge, I just can't even pay it. I can't even watch the news anymore. This is somebody that we always discuss things. He gave up. You know, and the thing is this. It's become quite clear to me with the OPEC, not OPEC, what is that? OCS. You know, Bush is using every, you know, every pushing everything he wants through Congress, basically by saying it's going to lower oil prices, when all he's doing is filling the pockets of his friends. Nobody understands the economy because they're too busy paying attention to pop culture crap. And this is relevant to my audience here because you need to pay attention. You need to learn. I mean, one of the things we have to do here is educate. And yes, I say we, because it's your fucking place to live, you know? Because someday your denial system is going to end. And when that day comes, Bradgelina ain't going to be on the cover of MSN. Not no more. You know what it's going to be? It's going to be some fucking terrorist group who took it over and fucking killed whoever ran it, because that's what's fucking happening here. We'll hit critical mass, and then we're all fucked, okay? We're all fucked. And then we end up like the fucking Afghanistan and get taken over by the Taliban, and God knows what, I'm not making any fucking sense. Oh, Patty Hearst, Kenya, whatever. Making my tea. But you know, it's like, I mean, at some point, it's just going to all fucking fall apart. And people, like Max says, people are going to get fucking violent. There's runs on the bank. The money's running out. What do you think people do? When people get hungry, really hungry, I mean, we've got a long way to go with all these obese people. First, they have to eat the Andamantans of the world. But when people get hungry, they get violent. You know, and we don't really need any more violence in this world. As you know, I'm a complete pacifist. And I always will be. But this is so fucked, I can't speak about it. But then that's what this is. It's a speaking program. I have to speak. It's a program where I speak. But I can't speak because I can't put it into fucking words. So I don't do fucking programs. Lips. So the thing is, the way I see it, you know, Bush gets whatever he wants. He says it's oil prices. The media, you know, sort of acts as a megaphone for Bush and says whatever he wants. The media is all run by Republicans. Every CEO of all of the major, like, six media conglomerates are Republicans, okay? So you basically have a system, and not to mention the fact that many of them are owned by defense contractors. And don't think that doesn't fucking matter. Don't fucking, you know what? If you think that it doesn't matter, then sit there and please follow your own logic in your brain and ask yourself, why are you assuming that it doesn't matter? Do you think it's an accident that several defense contractors own television stations? You know, when you see Chavez controlling a TV station, you call it propaganda. But in America, you see a fucking GE own an NBC. That's not propaganda? You don't think it's the same logic? God, I'm just so sick of people not thinking, and then Brad, every time there's a serious issue, then Bradgelina pops up even more so. It's schizophrenic and awful. It really makes me fucking sick to the lips. Seriously. They gotta stick lips in here to keep people so they'll listen. I don't even know if it matters. So, you know, Rush Limbaugh gets a $500 million contract. Amy Goodman's sitting and, you know, I don't know. I know she gets paid well, I assume, but she's, you know, she's on fucking public access. She's funded by the public. You know, she has the probably 0.001% of a Rush Limbaugh into 100,000 times better. You know, there's no representation of the left, only from the right on television. That's not an accident. That's the way it is. And we ain't going to fix it today. The only thing that can counter this, in me opinion, is grassroots. You know what? I'm sorry for overmodulating. Just get over it. The only thing that's going to fix this is grassroots. And do you know what grassroots means? It means you. It means me. It means podcasts. It means talking and carrying forth ideas. It means we don't have the advantage of the public broadcasting system, which, yes, should be public, to spread our information. You know, the idea, for example, that maybe everybody in this country deserves health care and not to die. Or maybe the idea that, you know, the selfish capitalist idea of, you know, as applied to health care is kind of a mistake, because what about communicable diseases? Well, diseases, germs, don't know rich from poor. So if only the rich people have health insurance and the poor people don't, the poor people get the microbes of the giant bird flu or whatever, and guess what? They give it to the rich people too. You fucking morons. So anyway, just an example of ideas. You know, the fact that, you know, the drilling of the oil shelf is not going to lower oil prices, and that high oil prices are actually a good thing, but it should go to a useful thing like removing the debt that this fucking moron brought up. But you know what? How do we spread these kinds of ideas, gentle yet stupid audience? How? Grassroots. It's very simple. You just gotta fucking talk about it. That's it. Because that's all the media does. What do you think it is when there's a television commercial that says, hey, you know, you gotta drill for Texaco or whoever the fuck the oil companies are. I don't even watch this shit. You know, you have all these public service announcements. We're drilling to help you reduce oil costs. And then you have the news, you know, parroting these talking points, saying the same thing. Well, of course, that's fine. What are we gonna do other than complain about it? Grassroots. Grassroots and ceasing consumption. You know, stop drinking the Coca fucking cola. Like Vera said the other day, it's just fucking corn syrup. High fructose corn syrup is a chemical that makes your heart explode. You know, stop it. Forget it. You know, and it makes me fucking sick that there's fucking the Beijing Olympics with the Chinese handwriting on the goddamn things. Those people, do you know what the Chinese people do? They fucking give, they take Falun Gong members, they stop their hearts by injection, perfectly healthy Falun Gong members. This is a spiritual practice similar to yoga. Okay, and don't even fucking think about writing on the comments that Falun Gong is a terrorist organization. Ask yourself where you got that information. Please. That's Chinese propaganda. It is fucking yoga in the fucking park. And just add up the numbers. How come there's fucking tens of thousands of liver transplants in China, yet there's no accounting for where those organs come from? How come you can get a liver transplant in 2 weeks when it takes at least a year or sometimes many more to get one in another country, any other country? And they don't even have an organ donation system other than from executed prisoners in China. Ask yourself, stop the denial system. I can't fucking take it. Why the fuck is Bradgelina's baby more important than that? Anyway, listen to KarmaBankRadio.com, please. I don't have the energy to explain it, and they can explain it much better. What I can do is try and explain the outrage. I can add in some emotion, I guess. I don't know. You know, and you can do a thought bypass and write "buy gold" in all caps. That's clever about the first 500 times, Vera. But come on, this is real fucking life. Anyway, so listen, grassroots, that's us. It means Well, you know what? We're stuck with the media that sucks ass and that is going to spread propaganda for big business. Because guess what? Big business owns the fucking media. The media is going to protect big business. The media is a capitalist system. Now, I went to business school, okay? I studied this fucking shit. There is one purpose to corporations, and that is to make money. Fine to an extent, but not when it's the only, you know, that when that's supposed to be the factor running the world. You're going to let corporations run the world when their only purpose is to make money? Their sole purpose is to make money? You know, we're human beings, duh. Think about it. Just think about the stuff. Just sit there and think and turn off fucking Brangelina. Follow the logic. That's all you have to do. The answers are in your own fucking brain to this shit, but I don't know what I'm talking about, but I do. The thing is, grassroots. What I'm trying to say is, first of all, we're stuck with the media being fucking controlled by corporations. We're not going to fucking change that. We can bitch about it. It sucks. We can throw a few Trojan horses like Keith Olbermann in here and there, you know, but nothing's going to fucking change unless the system changes, and that ain't going to happen. But what we do have is us grassroots. And when there's an ad on the television or whatever, then they're spreading an idea. But we can do the same thing much more effectively by talking about it on our programs, in our orifices, at dinner tables, as uncomfortable as it may be to actually discuss politics. And yes, talk about it and convey ideas and the truth. And then you have an even more powerful than the media means of spreading ideas. I mean, there wasn't always television, you know. They had revolutions without television. But the system, when I talk about the system in the media, I don't mean that there's this conscious effort. I think a lot of things happen systemically. It's just the way of things. I can't describe it. But I think you know what I mean. Maybe, maybe not. If not, go fuck yourself. Seriously, I mean it. But go fuck yourself. But just realize that you do have the power to spread ideas. You have that. The trick the media uses to keep you from doing this is by throwing these crap stories at you. Brangelina, so that's what you're gossiping about. You're gossiping about things that don't matter at the office, on your shows and all that, because it's the distraction that keeps you from discussing what's important, which is basically saying, okay, well, I'm gonna jam the other TV station. They're basically jamming the other means of communication by giving you pop culture to think about. You know, I really think you should think about this. You know, just look at the mainstream media as, you know, or pop culture, it's a jamming mechanism. They're inserting a frequency to jam the other means of communication, which is word of mouth and grassroots. It's the jamming. It's a jamming mechanism. It's a signal that's being thrown out to fuck with you. You know what? Just ignore it. Ask yourself, why should I give a shit? You know, why? So you can have something in common with the other idiot at the office? Have a little fucking courage, douche.
Please don't worry about it and don't be concerned about the size of the penis.